Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. You know, it's no wonder that folks gravitate to Trump and the things he endorses. Each aspect of American life that he fights for, I mean, it's like virtually guaranteed to succeed. As we've all seen with our own eyes, he is a fighter and a winner through and through. And that's been proven tenfold since J13. Forbes just noted today that Bitcoin price has topped 60,000 per Bitcoin, up from lows of 53,000 earlier this month, as Trump's chances of retaking the White House in November spiked on the crypto-based Polymarket prediction platform. A few weeks ago, Trump said he would make sure that the future of Bitcoin would be centered right here in the USA and not driven overseas. Now, why else would the left be stirring up fear regarding crypto? Let me see. Maybe because Trump has given it his thumbs up and whatever he touches turns to gold. A Trump endorsement is a huge win. But how do you start investing in cryptocurrency? It's a question I get all the time. And how will it all play out as we get closer to November? Well, here to discuss this today is the crypto expert par excellence, the one and only Economic Ninja. He's an expert take on getting into Bitcoin and crypto, and he'll be holding a completely free live online training this Thursday, July 25th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern to walk you through everything you need to know about getting into crypto. Click on that link below to register for this wonderful free training. Economic Ninja, dude, welcome. It is always awesome chatting with you. Great to see you again, man.
Steve, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's so weird every time I hear the word expert, but considering when I started in crypto, started mining, started trading, self-custodying crypto, it really is crazy that a lot of people, when they get in at a certain point, and this is still the point of early adoption, they are considered that because there's so few of us that are out there that are actually doing the work rather than talking the talk.
Amen to that. And you do the work every day on your channel. It's wonderful. You know, before we dive into Bitcoin and crypto here, I did want to ask you, you know, I know you're a huge Trump fan, as am I. You saw what happened on J13. Do you mind just telling us, you know, where you were for this this worldwide epic event and how you heard about it?
Yeah, actually, it's a funny story. I was on a very rare occasion, I sit on my couch and I'm not working, putting out news and information. And another YouTuber called me and he's screaming, a good friend of mine, Jay Bravo. And he literally out loud, he's like, go live right now. Trump has just been shot. And that's all I hear. And I'm off the couch, almost like in my old firefighting days, running to the computer to look at the news. And I was live within probably, 10 minutes. He said, I can't do live like you, go live. And it was one of the hardest videos, to be honest with you, I've ever made, because as fast as I went live, I'm trying to find information about this. And as fast as I'm watching the blunders of real video coming through X of amazing people that were at his thing. It was unbelievable. That's where I was sitting on the couch.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. We interviewed an eyewitness to it. One of our sponsors, Make Honey Great Again. They actually have a booth inside the rally, and the eyewitness description he gave was stunning. Economic Ninja, the most powerful thing he told us is everybody, of course, was escorted out. It became a crime scene. Everybody was taken away. Then they were allowed to come in the next day to collect all their stuff, and he said it was just so sad. It was so he started weeping because you saw, you know, like, you know, ice, half eaten ice cream cones or you know, sticks, and or you saw half eaten popcorn. I can't even talk. Talking about it makes me very emotional. But just your half eaten popcorn. It's just he couldn't. It was so beautiful. It was so, it's almost like straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And then just in an instant, evil breaks in. And it just shows how fragile life is. Thank God, you know, well, I think.
Can I add real quick to what you just said? You used the word beautiful. And something that comes to my mind is I've been on a lot of emergency scenes as 26 years as a firefighter, and I've seen people in straight panic. And something that I did notice about that scene was people weren't in panic. People were observing, they were vigilant. That is exactly explaining this movement of amazing patriots in our country. People that are prepared, they're not scared. They understand that there is evil and they're ready to take it on. Right up front when that shooter was being caught on film and people are going, shooter on the roof. They're not running. They're not inciting panic. They're inciting action. And that's why I love channels like yours, because it's people that are compassionate and go, we're done sitting down. We're done sitting back and letting things happen. It's time to take action.
It was without a doubt the single most publicly witnessed divine miracle ever. Yes, if you think
I
it
agree.
Through.
Amen.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. Yeah. And good. It's a privilege to share it with you here, Economic Ninja. All right. Let's dive into some crypto, because I know a lot of people want to get. All right. There does appear to be a very noticeable spike in the value of Bitcoin of late, especially since J13. Can you explain the jump in Bitcoin prices following Saturday's events?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people want to put, so yes, as of Saturday's event, there's a lot of news coming around that Donald Trump is going to be attending a Bitcoin conference. And Donald Trump used to not be for crypto. He is now changing his tune. Why? Because it comes with education. There was a day that I knew nothing about crypto, but I thought, hey, you know what? It's $4 for Bitcoin. Let me invest a little bit in Bitcoin. Well, I made a big mistake. Rather than taking, no joke, 2 hours to just do some research and study on my own what it's about and how to get it and buy some Bitcoin at $4. I talked to my coworkers about it and said, hey, let's all put in $50, start an exchange and buy some Bitcoin. And their laughing and their questions and their negativity actually stopped me from buying it. Right? Oh. That's exactly what's happening with Trump. Trump went from, no, I don't like this because this is an attack on the US dollar, right? Because of its decentralized nature, being able to hold it yourself, self-custody it, it's got a lot of sovereignty attached to it. And people don't understand how you cannot fake a Bitcoin. You cannot fake a Bitcoin transaction. 99% of the population do not understand that. Right. Donald Trump is getting around the right type of people. And, you know, you're only as strong as the people that give you information in your life. We saw that in Trump's first run as president. He's learned a lot since that time, praise God. And so it's happening with crypto, and a lot of people are being moved by the news. However, the volume doesn't show, this could be on a lighter volume, but that is bringing the price up. You know, prices of anything, stocks, currencies, commodities, and cryptocurrencies are all based off of human emotion. When more people have like an excitement about something, they move into something to buy it. You see a price swing go up. When you have more sellers, prices go down. That is exactly what is playing out right here. But what people really need to understand is in the last few years, the adoption process has been picking up. More and more people are wading in and putting in $10 or $100 and learning about it rather than racing in. And it's been steadily moving up. But what's really cool is that Wall Street moved in January. That is an absolute game changer. However, people need to understand, as exciting as that is, it's going to cause the price to go up. It can also cause the price to drop significantly when there is an unwinding in the stock market. So people need to have this information, and it's how do we get it to them? You know, crypto changed my life in 2016 when I dove into it. I bought Bitcoin when it was $500. I bought my first Ethereum at $50. I personally saw a $10,000 investment go into $1 million in 1 year. That's life changing, right? Does that happen all the time? No, this is not a get rich quick thing, but I will tell you this, there isn't a lot of time left that you will be able to actually purchase Bitcoin and self-custody it. And if you want to talk about that, we could talk about it because that has to do with ETFs, but that's essentially what's happening with the last couple of weeks and the move in Bitcoin.
How, in your view, how will Trump's return to the White House affect the future of cryptocurrencies just in general?
Well, first, I do believe that when Trump gets in,
amen.
The stock market is going to have a meltdown, and it can take cryptocurrency with it. Not long term, okay? It will be, in my opinion, a buying opportunity, and there are many buying opportunities that are happening last week, next week. The charts tell a lot. What will happen, though, and a lot of people will blame him because there's going to be a massive temper tantrum from the left, and they will pull the plug on the markets. This is going to happen. And it and what they're going to do in the mainstream media is they're going to point fingers. You see, it's because he's the evil dictator, which he's not. As a matter of fact, we all know that Trump doesn't have to be president. It's actually hurting him, not only financially, but now we know physically becoming president. He's living the end of his life and going, how do I return? How do I give back? Right? He's not a god, but he's protected by God. Sorry, I'm going off some tangents. But what people need to understand is cryptocurrency is so, we're talking about UTXO blockchains or, decentralized blockchains, let's say, are so important, imperative that people understand what they are now. Because the government wants to attack them because it is physically attack on the US dollar. And what they want to do is they want to get us into CBDCs, which are going to happen. You can't fight it. You can't stop it. But they're going to give it as an alternative to crypto. And they want to control these cryptocurrency markets. That's how they're doing it through ETFs. That is actually a control that the government can do, sort of sleight of hand, by allowing Wall Street and hedge funds and big funds to buy up crypto through ETFs using your money and then ultimately to control it.
Yeah, it's the alliance between bureaucrat and billionaire, basically.
Yeah, because every time somebody invests in an ETF of Bitcoin or a private wealth fund, sovereign fund, any of that stuff, that fund, that ETF fund has to pull some Bitcoin off into a private wallet and custody it themselves. Well, if more money flows into that, then the funds get bigger and more crypto, let's say Bitcoin, fills those coffers, those wallets. Yeah. And then the government can put regulations on those ETFs to hold it. So that's why it's very important people get in and look at this right now. And
right
a
now.
Lot of people still do not understand that you can buy $10 worth of Bitcoin. There's insane fees, but and there's ways around that. But why wouldn't you just try and buy $10 worth of Bitcoin rather than buying a Big Mac, not the fries and Coke, at McDonald's one day? It's probably going to be healthier for your body and your financial future.
I love it. I love that perspective. What are some of the common misconceptions that new traders have about getting into the crypto trading arena?
Yeah, first off, that it's a scam, that you can make as many Bitcoins as possible. That is absolutely false. I teach a lot of people how a Bitcoin is created and then how it is tracked forever. And it takes what is called consensus. Every computer on earth that is running the Bitcoin protocol has to agree on every single, what is called a Satoshi. So imagine a Bitcoin being a dollar, a Satoshi is akin to one penny, right? They track those everywhere. So it is impossible, because in the base code of Bitcoin's protocol, it states only so many Bitcoin will ever be produced ever. And that's how we know it has value. Okay. There's actually nothing on earth, including gold and silver, because gold and silver are still being mined. They can be manipulated on stock markets, but they're still coming out of the ground, right? That's what gives it value. There's only so much gold and silver. But we know if we dig more mines, punch out more holes in the ground, we'll bring back more gold and silver. With Bitcoin, that's absolutely the opposite. So that's one of the massive misconceptions. Another one is that, it could just be stolen. Well, actually, I still consider this the wild, wild west of cryptocurrency because of less regulation, which is good, because that means less regulation means more profits. People need to understand that. Every time there's more regulation from the government, that means there's more hands from bankers and politicians in your investment stealing your profits. So there's a lot of people that think, I just made 20% in the S&P. You're like, who gives a rip? I mean, if you look at what your TD Ameritrade took from you in fees, or the politicians took from you in taxes, they've got their hands in it, right? Crypto is still so new. We can do wash trades, things like that, that circumvent. That's a whole nother tangent, but it's amazing because the government did not take this technology serious enough, fast enough. And Donald Trump understands that. And like when he says, hey, if we don't get on top of this right now, China's going to run this thing. And he's absolutely right. So those are a couple of examples of misconceptions.
I love it. I love it. All right. So you've got, this is so cool. You've got a free training.
Yeah.
On Thursday the 25th, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. Can you give us just a little overview, a little taste of what to expect from this live training?
Yeah. So I'm going to, instead of calling it a training, I'm just going to say a straight up Q&A. I'm bringing on my team, which is two other experts in different fields, different parts of cryptocurrency, both a professional trader and a best-selling author, somebody that knows how to self-custody it, secure it. And what we do is we're just going to answer questions from the audience. And cool. We're going to destroy everybody's negative ideas or the perceptions that on a cryptocurrency that the media has put in their mind. We want to destroy that. And we've got no dog in the fight, except it's akin to when you come up to a tree full of $100 bills and there's a sign on there that says you're only allowed to take one $100 bill. If you take a second one, something bad's going to happen. Either you're going to lose the first one or something else is going to happen. What are you going to do once you grab that $100 bill, Steve? You're probably going to run to your friends and family and go tell them they can get a free $100 bill, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same as that. I can only make so much money in a day. I can only be so successful. But true success comes when you make other people successful. That's like there yourself. Your channel has blown up because you are trying to help other people, inform them, educate them, change their lives. Well, that builds into something huge, a massive tree. And that's what we're trying to do. So we want to eliminate this. We want as many people to unbank themselves, to learn about real finance, what the blockchain does, because most people don't understand Bitcoin's actually set up as a truth machine to be able to tie things on the blockchain, like videos and information that can't be erased. Think about that for a second. That's another thing most people don't understand. It just has intrinsic value because it's like a store of value. But the store of value is being able to exchange information on the blockchain in a decentralized format that the media can't destroy.
Right. Oh man, I love it. Gang. This is the beauty of being able to hang out with guys like Economic Ninja. I mean, you get all of this brain trust that he's developed over the years, literally in an hour, a 2-hour live training. I mean, it's just amazing. That's what I love so much about it. So if there ever was a time to get into trading Bitcoin and crypto, it's now. Not. I guess the best time was yesterday. The second best time is right now. So there's limited time to invest in something that's growing exponentially like this every single day. And with the election looming, it's only going to grow. So make sure to jump now into it by signing up for our free live training this Thursday, July 25th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Click on that link below and learn how you can use this to expand your reach and to grow your legacy. Economic Ninja, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you on the 25th.
Cool. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.